Hello and welcome. I'm Dark Freya and I'm going to hypnotize you today. If you're listening to this file, you must be interested in eating your own cum for me, my little boy. And I will give you good incentive to do so, because after you listen to this file, you will have to eat your own cum every time you have an orgasm for the next week. Or you will have to wait 72 hours until you will be able to have the next orgasm. But if you are a good little boy and eat every drop of your own cum for me, I will reward you with pleasure. And to make the decision easier for you, I will also give you a strong desire to eat your own cum. And yet, the evil part of this file is that I won't force you to eat your own cum. That's right, my little boy. You will have to make a decision. Be a good little boy for me and swallow all of your cum, or finding yourself unable to have an orgasm for 72 hours. As you can see, my little boy, you will have one magic question you will have to ask yourself after every orgasm for the next week. Will you swallow or wait? As you're going to go into a deep hypnotic trance, never listen to this recording if you're driving, operating machinery, or are doing anything else that requires your full and undivided attention. Find a nice and quiet spot where you can comfortably relax, a comfy chair where you can lay back, lay down in a bed, or find another place where you feel comfortable and safe. As you will go into a deep trance and relax completely, you might want to use a nice and comfy blanket so that you stay warm and feel even more comfortable. Make sure that you won't be disturbed, so that I, and only I, have your undivided attention. Turn off your phone, let your dog or cat out of the room, and make sure that you can relax and focus on me without any distractions. And while you enjoy this deep hypnosis with me, I want you to be safe. If anything unexpected happens, any situation you have to deal with in order to keep you or your reputation safe, you will instantly and completely wake back up. That's right. If anything happens, you will instantly be fully awake and able to deal with the situation at hand. You will only stay in this deep and relaxing trance with me as long as you're absolutely safe and feel good about it. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be even easier to let go and drift into a deep trance with me. And now, I'm going to slowly and gently guide you down into a deep trance. There is nothing you have to do but listen to my voice and just go along. If you just follow my voice and my instructions, there is nothing in the world that can keep you from going into a deep and wonderful hypnotic trance. Now close your eyes and begin to relax. We're going to start this journey into a deep and relaxing trance by breathing slowly and deliberately. And to make sure that you're breathing slowly and evenly, I want you to count from 1 to 5 in your head with every gentle breath you take. Counting from 1 to 5 while you breathe in and again when you breathe out. I'm going to count with you for a few breaths so that it will be very easy for you to get into a relaxing breathing pattern. Breathe in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And breathe out, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Breathe in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And breathe out. 1, two, three, four, five. Breathe in, one, two, three, four, five. And breathing out, one, two, three, four, five. Excellent. You're doing so well for me, my little boy. Now just keep your focus on your breathing as I relax you slowly deeper and deeper into a wonderful and comfortable state of trance. Imagine how all the clean, fresh oxygen you're breathing in is slowly spreading through your entire body. Feel it filling your chest and then slowly spreading out into your arms. And as you focus on the sensation, you might feel how all the muscles in your upper arms and shoulders begin to relax and let go. This wonderful, relaxing feeling spreads further with every breath you take, flowing down into your arms and melting all tension in them as it flows down through your elbows into your lower arms and fills them with warmth and comfort. As the deeply relaxing sensation spreads through your wrists into your hands and fingers, you just let go and relax a little bit deeper for me. And now I would like you to focus on this relaxation and feel it moving down into your stomach and lower back. Feel all the muscles there relaxing completely and deeply, as they're embraced by this peaceful warmth and heaviness. Feel the relaxation spreading in your body while you continue to focus on your breathing. Feel where your body is saturated with this heaviness and where your muscles are completely relaxed from the tips of your fingers, through your arms, into your shoulders, and down into your chest, your back, your stomach. And as you focus on it, feel it moving down into your legs and relaxing all of the muscles in your thighs, making you feel even more peaceful and sleepy. It spreads through your knees and into your lower legs, filling and relaxing them. And as you follow along with the relaxing sensation spreading through your entire body, you're slowly letting go completely, drifting down into a wonderful state of trance. Feel it saturating your feet, making them so relaxed, so warm and heavy, and as it slowly spreads into your toes, your entire body from the neck down feels incredibly relaxed and heavy. And now that your entire body feels so relaxed and peaceful, allow the heavy feeling to flow through your neck and slowly begin to fill your head, spreading through your chin and tongue, flowing through your cheeks and lips, and all around the back of your head. And as it slowly covers your nose, your ears, flowing around your eyes, and then beginning to saturate your brain, you feel a wave of sleepy relaxation flowing over your awareness. Your mind is just letting go completely as you still focus on your breathing, and the deep relaxation spread throughout your entire body and my voice. And maybe it's getting harder and harder to focus on all these things all at once. Can you imagine how relaxing it would be if you could just stop to focus on all those things and instead focus on one thing while you sink into a deep trance? Good. Because now I want you to completely let go of everything and focus only on my voice. Let go of your breathing. Let go of the sensation of heaviness in your body. Let go of everything except my voice and just relax deeper and deeper. Feel how relaxing it is to focus on only one thing. And it's even more relaxing to focus on my voice and allowing it to carry you deeper down into a wonderful state of hypnosis. I'm going to count down from 20 to 0. And when I reach 0, you will be deeper in trance than you ever were before. 20. Feel how easy it is to focus only on my voice and let go of everything else, sinking into a wonderful and deep state of trance. 19. As you let go with every single number, sinking deeper and deeper into trance and letting go to my control. 18. Knowing that I will take very good care of you, I'm here to guide you into this deep and comfortable trance. 17. Relaxing and letting go, sinking down with every number, twice as heavy, twice as deep into hypnosis for me. 16. Focusing more and more on my voice, while all other sounds just fade into the background, only helping you to go deeper. 15. Your whole body feeling so heavy and relaxed, and becoming more calm and comfortable with every word I say. 14. And the deeper you go, the better you will feel, because the better you feel, the deeper you will slip into trance. 13. Just let go for me and relax, allowing yourself to drift down deeper and deeper into trance for me. 12. Every number calming and relaxing your thoughts, making you feel so peaceful and relaxed. 11. As you fade away into a deep sleep, feeling so safe because my voice is guiding you down further. 10. Allow your body to grow so comfortable and relaxed, feeling absolutely perfect. 9. Just the way you feel when you're hovering at the edge of sleep. 8. Where you feel absolutely perfect, just the way you are. 7. And your mind slips away into a deep sleep. 6. Feeling so incredibly comfortable. 5. Letting go of all thoughts. 4. Focused only on my voice. 3. And you're almost there. 2. Deep in trance. 1. Letting go. 0. Sleep. And now I want you to imagine that you're sitting at a wonderful beach with me. You're sitting close to the waterline, just far enough so that the waves barely reach your feet, immersing them in warm water with every wave. The sand you're sitting on is so soft and warm, the temperature of the air is just perfect for you. And we're alone on this beautiful beach. Just see it in your inner eye, how peaceful and relaxing it is on that beach. And your worries and cares are far, far away, and there's nothing for you to do except relaxing and enjoying this wonderful beach. Now I want you to imagine that I'm taking a stick and write the number 10 into the sand in front of you. And as you look at the number, the next wave of warm water flows up the beach and over the number before it gently flows around your feet, making you feel even more peaceful and relaxed. And as the water recedes again, you can see that it erased the number from the sand, and just seeing it makes you feel even more relaxed and peaceful. I write the number 9 into the sand, and you look at it in your deeply relaxed state until the next wave runs up the beach and flows over the number again before it reaches you. The flood must be coming in, as this time the warm and gentle water reaches partway up your lower leg, relaxing you even deeper. And as the water recedes, it has erased the number and leaves a clean beach again. And as I write the 8 into the sand in front of you, you might think about what's going on with you as the waves run over the numbers I write. It's almost as if the water erases all of your stress and cares along with the numbers. And you just drift deeper and deeper into trance with every single number I write on this wonderful beach. The next wave runs over the number, relaxing you even more as the water runs even further up your lower legs. And as it recedes, the sand is as undisturbed and peaceful as your blank and empty mind. I write the number 7 into the sand, and you watch it in your peaceful and relaxed state as the water runs over it and gently flows around your feet and legs, this time reaching past your knees. You feel completely relaxed and so peaceful, nothing to do, nothing to think about, just relaxing and enjoying this amazing beach. And as the water recedes, you feel so sleepy and drowsy, all cares so far away. You lazily watch me as I draw the number 6 into the sand, the number barely registering. All you know is that you will go even deeper with the next wave. You feel it flowing around your legs. The water is so warm and soft, making you so relaxed and sleepy. The sensation is so wonderful. You're barely aware of the water receding or take a lot of notice of the 5 that I draw into the sand. You're deeply lost in this peaceful and sleepy state of mind, barely able to keep your eyes open, as the next wave flows around your legs, relaxing you even more. As the wave recedes, I draw the number 4 into the sand. Your eyes are so heavy that they just close, and with your eyes closed, you can feel the next wave even more intensely as it washes around your legs. And as the water recedes, taking with it even more of your stress and cares, you just relax and lay back, down into the warm sand. You can hear me drawing the 3 into the sand as you peacefully lay at the beach. The next wave runs up the beach, flowing around your legs, around your arms and torso, and up to your shoulders. The water is so comfortably warm and relaxing, and it feels so amazing to relax on this wonderful beach, letting go with every gentle wave washing over you. And as the water recedes, it leaves you so incredibly relaxed and sleepy. You gently let go and drift off deeper into trance, knowing that I will draw the 2 in the sand, that I guide you even deeper into this relaxation. And then you feel the wave running up over your legs, along your torso, your arms, and this time washing around your head. It feels so amazing. Your entire body feels so heavy and peaceful, and you just fade deeper and deeper. You didn't even think about the one before the next wave washes around your body. You just sink deeper into this hypnotic state and let my voice guide you. And as the water recedes again, you're completely free. Free of all cares, free of all worries, and free of all thoughts. Just filled with a deep sense of peace and relaxation. And as the next wave washes the zero from the sand and the warm water flows around your body, it gently picks you up. As it recedes back down into the sea, you gently float along, drifting out into the sea and into a deeper state of peace and relaxation. You'll leave all your thoughts behind and just drift on this warm water, floating deeper into trance with every moment that passes. And now that you're in this deep and relaxed trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper with every word I say, it's time to make sure that you're going to eat your own cum. That's right. For the next week, you will have to eat your own cum every time you have an orgasm. Otherwise, you will have to wait at least 72 hours before you're able to have another orgasm. You will have to make a decision. Either you will eat your own cum for me, or you will have to wait for your next orgasm for 3 long days. So, what is it going to be, my little boy? Do you wait, or do you swallow? Just imagine it for me, my little boy. Imagine yourself masturbating. I'm sure it's easy for you to imagine it, to feel all the pleasure, all the lust, and all the desire building inside of you. All the amazing sensations building more and more, and finally culminating in a wonderful, intense orgasm. And then, all that's left once you're enjoying the afterglow is your cum. And then you have to decide, what are you going to do with it? Will you be a good boy for me and swallow every single drop? Knowing that you do it for me and that you're a very obedient little boy for me? Or will you disobey me, knowing that you will have to wait for your next orgasm, that you disappointed me, and that you will have to wait 3 days for your next orgasm, helplessly trapped in your arousal and wishing you had been a good boy for me and eaten your cum? Of course, when you will eat your cum, you will be doing it for me. You will do it to show me what a good and obedient little boy you are for me. And you will never feel any feelings of guilt or shame when you do it, because you do it for me. You're doing it to demonstrate your obedience for me, and I want it to be a wonderful and positive experience for you. And because I want you to enjoy it, you will never feel any guilt or shame when you eat your own cum for me. This has nothing to do with anyone else or how they think about it. You do it only for me, and you do it to prove that you are a good little boy for me. And I'm sure you want to be a good little boy for me, don't you? You want to make me proud of you and eat your own cum for me. Because every time you do, I will reward you with pleasure. That's right, my little boy. Every time you swallow your cum, You will feel a burst of intense arousal and a strong sense of rightness and happiness. You will know that you have been a good and obedient little boy for me, and the thought will fill you with joy and pleasure, while an intense wave of arousal will float your body. Imagine it for me, my little boy. You just had your orgasm, and you eat your own cum for me. Like a good little boy, you will instantly feel it. As soon as you swallow your own cum for me, you feel a strong sense of rightness, because you know you did it for me, and that you're an obedient little boy for me. And then the pleasure begins, an intense wave of pleasure, starting in your mind, flowing down your spine, down to your cock, and spreading through your entire body. That's right, my little boy. Every single cell in your body will be saturated with pleasure and tingling with arousal. And at the same time, your mind will be filled with happiness, joy, and a strong sense of achievement, because you know you have been such an obedient little boy for me. And these sensations will stay with you for a long time, only fading away very slowly, so you can enjoy the afterglow for the rest of the day. And that will be your reward if you are a good little boy and eat your cum for me. Now, we're going to make sure that you're punished with 72 hours of chastity if you are a bad little boy and waste your cum. Feel my words, my control entering your mind. You willingly decided to listen to this file and accept the change that it will make to your mind and your behavior for the next week. And now we're going to create a barrier in your mind that can make it impossible to have an orgasm. You have given control over your orgasms over to me for the next week, and I will only allow you to have your orgasms if you're a good boy and eat your own cum every time you do have an orgasm. You willingly gave me this level of control over you, and because it was your decision, you will feel the change happening. My words are creating a barrier in your mind. An unbreakable barrier which can easily keep you from having an orgasm, holding you back from the edge and making it impossible to go over the edge. And if you disobey me and waste your cum, this barrier will activate in your mind and you will know that you deserve it for being disobedient, my little boy. You know that I expect you to swallow your own cum with every orgasm. So if you disappoint me, you deserve to be trapped in your arousal, completely unable to reach the orgasm you desire so much. And because you desire control, your desire will feed my control. So the more aroused you become, the stronger this barrier will become, making it completely impossible to go over the edge. That's right, my little boy. You will be completely trapped for the next 72 hours. And the more you stroke your cock, the more aroused you become, the stronger this barrier will become, making it absolutely impossible to have an orgasm. And with every hour, you will become even more aroused and even more desperate, feeding my control with your desire. Every hour, your growing desire and lust will make you weaker to my control, while my control will grow stronger inside your mind. You will be my helplessly aroused little boy, aching for my control. Your cock always throbbing with pleasure, reminding you how easy it is for me to control you. And there is nothing you can do about it, but wait until your 72 hours are finally up. Nothing but to endure the lust building inside you, and maybe thinking about your decision. Wondering if you will be a good boy and swallow for me next time. Imagine it for me, my little boy. Imagine you were masturbating right now, enjoying yourself. And when you feel like you're done, when you try to have an orgasm, you will find that the barrier will just keep you away from the edge. No matter how hard you try to push yourself over the edge, it will always be stronger than you. It's impossible to go over the edge because you know you were disobedient to me and deserve to be punished. And the harder you push against the barrier, the harder it pushes back because it's fueled by your own desire. So the more your arousal grows, the stronger the barrier will be. And you desire my control, don't you, my little boy? You desire to be trapped in my control as I use your arousal to train you to become a better little boy for me and force you to think about cleaning up your own mess while you wait to be able to enjoy another orgasm. Helplessly trapped by your own lust that fuels my control over your cock. Trapped in chastity for me, your cock throbbing and pulsing more and more every hour, knowing that there is nothing you can do until your punishment is over. Frantically stroking your cock for me, even though you know you will never have an orgasm during your 72 hours and all you're doing is just tightening my control over you. That's right, my little boy. The more you pleasure yourself, the more you try to have an orgasm, the more you will trap yourself in my control, knowing that anything you do to pleasure yourself will only weaken you whilst increasing the amount of lust and desire you have to endure. And maybe you will try to have a purely physical orgasm. Just trying to stroke your cock until you have a purely physical release, even if your mind isn't playing along. Just trying to achieve some release, even though you know that it will never satisfy you. And so you try to masturbate hard, try to steal the orgasm from me, even though you were a bad boy and didn't eat your own cum. And you know that this kind of physical release will never satisfy you. And yet you might try to have it in a futile attempt to release some of your lust, some of your aching, and some of your desire. And in order to achieve just such a physical release, even if you know you will never derive any pleasure from it, you need to be relaxed and focused. And it doesn't really matter what your focus is, my little boy. Maybe you focus on your partner. Maybe you focus on the pleasure itself. Maybe you focus on a fantasy. Or maybe you focus on porn. Whatever it is, you have to be focused on it, or it will be absolutely impossible to release. And maybe you have been interrupted while feeling pleasure before, your concentration broken. Maybe there was a loud noise outside, or the phone rang, or maybe the doorbell. Whatever it was, you remember how your focus was immediately broken. And it was impossible to achieve that orgasm no matter how close you were. You had to get back into the mental space to be able to have an orgasm. Without this kind of mental focus, it's just impossible to achieve any kind of release. Now, what do you think would happen if we just make it impossible to stay in the right headspace when you get close to a physical release? If every time you get close to a physical release, distracting thoughts will invade your mind, making it simply impossible to have any release, My control will haunt you in your mind, distracting you, making it absolutely impossible to have an orgasm. The closer you get to releasing, the more the guilt will invade your mind. Guilt about trying to steal your orgasm back from me. You will know that you have disobeyed me, that you didn't eat your own cum like a good little boy, and that you deserve your 72 hours of chastity for it. And if you try to have an orgasm, you will be trying to steal it from me. And that thought will make you feel terribly guilty. Just like a little boy caught doing something naughty. And these thoughts will distract you, playing through your mind like a broken record, making it impossible to have an orgasm. You're trapped into chastity for me because you made the decision to disobey me and waste your cum, knowing full well what the consequences will be. It was your decision, and now you have to suffer the consequences. And if you try to steal an orgasm from me, the guilt will break your concentration and make it impossible to achieve any release. You're trapped by my control, my little boy, helplessly trapped in my chastity, punishing you for your disobedience. And that's the way it's going to be for the next week, my little boy. And when you are disobedient, you will be trapped in my control. That's right. When you are a bad boy and waste your cum, you will feel my control and it will be impossible to have an orgasm for the next 72 hours. But I'm sure you will be a good little boy for me and eat every drop of your own cum. And I will even help you, giving you an intense desire to taste your own cum. That's right, my little boy. You will desire to eat your own cum. And for the next week, this desire will grow stronger and stronger. With every hour that passes, your desire to eat your own cum will grow exponentially inside of you. It's a strong need, a craving, a deep inner pressure to do it that is growing more and more intense with every passing minute. Just growing until it completely overwhelms you. And I'm sure you already understand that sooner or later you will have to give in to this inner pressure and eat your own cum. And that's okay, because you know that I will reward you with pleasure. Eating your own cum is just a demonstration of your obedience, my good little boy. And before we end this little journey together, there is one more little suggestion I want to leave in your helpless mind. You're going to write feedback for me, so I can see if you were a good little boy for me. That's right, my little boy. You will find that you have a strong desire to give feedback and tell me how you chose. I want to know if you are an obedient little boy for me, eating every drop of your own cum, or if you're suffering my chastity for your disobedience. However you choose, you will feel the strong desire to write feedback. And when you do so, I will reward you. You will know that you're a good little boy, and the moment you click the button to send it, you will feel an intense burst of pleasure, rewarding you for being my good little boy. And because I know you want to be a good little boy for me, you will write feedback and tell me about your decision. That's what you're going to do, my little boy. And now that you're helplessly entangled in my control for the next week, my little boy, it's time that I release you from this deep trance. You know that my control is in your mind and that you have to make a decision after every orgasm you have. Do you wait or do you swallow? Now I'm going to release you from this deep level of control. You will find that while I count you out, You will already feel the desire to taste your own cum growing with every number. And when I reach 5 and snap my fingers, you will be wide awake, feeling refreshed and very aroused. 0. Go a little bit deeper and let all suggestions sink deeply into your mind. 1. Slowly beginning to wake up. 2. As you come back more and more, feeling the arousal growing inside of you. 3. Waking up and realizing the power I have over you for the next week. 4. Almost completely awake now. With the next number, you will open your eyes and will be wide awake, refreshed, and feeling wonderful. 5. Wide awake, alert, aware. Completely back to the waking world. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this little journey into control and cum eating, and that you enjoy the next week. I'm curious how you decide. Do you wait or do you swallow? I'm very much looking forward to spending more time with you. Your Dark Freya.